at number 7, a real piece of shit movie, Bicentennial Man.
Wow.
The Robin Williams is a robot who becomes a real boy.
Yeah.
Over the course of 200 years. He does not travel through time. He just ages 200 years.
Right, right, right.
And then he becomes a human, and then he dies. And that's the movie.
But it's good that he died. I watched that recently.
He dies holding hands with his wife or something, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that recently, and it's
You watched that recently?
Because I had never seen it, and I knew it was a trash pile, but I wanted to, like, experience it for myself.
Yeah, what are your first impressions of Bicentennial Man? I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, it's the one of history's greatest miscasts. It's just like, why did you do that? I mean, I understand probably Robin Williams wanted to, but it's also like, why would you want your like proof that you can do dramatic acting to be that you can be a robot?
Listen,
that has no emotion. It just, I guess he gets emotions, but it's still most of the movie he's a robot, and it's just.
Yeah, but he's a robot that cares. He cares a lot about that becoming
cares
a robot.
And loves
he's a robot.
And he's a real boy. Just wants to be a real boy.
Number 6 is Galaxy Quest, but beating Galaxy Quest this week is The Green Mile in its 3rd week.
Wow.
Any Given Sunday in its 8th week.
I'm kind of surprised so far by what they had for the Christmas season, 1999.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, this is like, have you seen Any Given Sunday? It's Oliver Stone's football movie. It's crazy. I have a soft spot for it. Hmm. But the only other movie premiering this week is The Talented Mr. Ripley premiering at number 3.
Wow. Okay,
which is another fucking favorite movie of mine. It's crazy it came out the same day as Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
And then the top 2 slots, number 2... in its 2nd week is Toy Story 2, Unstoppable at the box office.
The second one. The one they almost deleted.
Yes, the one they almost deleted. Oh, I'm so sorry. I misspoke. The other new release this week at number 1, Christmas 1999, Stuart Little, which I was doing some reading about the release of this film.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it does seem like there is a much darker film kind of behind this film, like just hiding in the shadows. There's like there's a raunchier version of it. There's a version with more swears. There's all this stuff, and you can kind of tell it's been cut down. Because they wanted to compete with Stuart Little. But I think we can get into this, but I think it's to the movie's benefit, to Galaxy Quest's benefit, that it's a little more family friendly.
I was thrown for a loop there. I was thrown for a loop there because when you were talking about Stuart Little, I thought you were saying that there was a more adult version, a more raunchy version, a more curse-filled version of Stuart Little that didn't get made. And I was like, really? I've never heard this story. Is the book raunchy? Is that
the book of Stuart Little? Yeah. Yeah, there's, I mean, if you haven't read it, there's a chapter where Stuart Little does have sex, but with an adult human woman. So he is crawling all over her.
Not in the movie.
But that's not in the movie. In the movie, he does it in a little car. He's driving around a humongous nude woman.
Okay, so no, Galaxy Quest, though. Is it PG? I didn't even, like, think about this.
The movie is, I believe, PG.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't honestly thinking about it again because I was just so happy to be watching this movie I enjoy. But totally see it. Totally see just, like, more swears, hornier.
Yeah, it was originally rated R and it was cut to a PG.
Oh.
They really cut a lot of it
that
out.
I wouldn't expect. Wow.
There's like, they cut down some like a weird scene where Alan Rickman goes into his room and there's like kinky equipment everywhere. They cut out scenes where people are saying the fuck word a lot. They cut out like, I think, some tentacle sex stuff.
Some of it.
Yeah, and like
it's just off screen. The
original conception of this film was like pretty R-rated.
Well, the actual movie is not.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's still a great movie. Speaking of miscasts, I don't think Tim Allen is a good person.
Okay, I'd like you to elaborate on that because I think he's the greatest guy who's ever lived. I've been living in a bunker since 1993. All I had down there was Home Improvement tapes. I'm just emerging. I'm yawning, and I'm just curious what you mean by he's not being not a good person. What do you mean?
So generally, when I understand, like, even today, you know him as kind of being one of those I'm against woke shitheads. Yeah. But even more important to know about him is that he is, as I understand it, got into acting through a kind of lucky break where he was drug running. And ratted out all his friends, became a narc, and was able to eventually become an actor in the widely enjoyed Tool Time. Home Improvement is the actual show.
Hold on, sorry, I have one reaction to this knowledge that he was a drug runner, which I legitimately did not know. I'm just going to give you my sort of like raw, honest reaction to learning this information for the first time.
How did I not know?
How did that come? You were looking at your computer. We do this over video, and you were looking kind of like at your computer, like, so, like, what's she gonna say? What's
I need to make sure I know the facts right, because I want to inform Maddie about this. She doesn't know. Oh, this is great that I like tried to search for the information, just Tim Allen narc, and actually the first thing that came up was just Tim Allen was so fucking rude on Santa Claus set. He's even a bad Santa Claus,
and he's not even the titular bad Santa.